Welcome back to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. I am so excited to have our Commander-in-Chief on the show today, President Barack Obama. Hello, sir.
Yolanda?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
How you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Yes, sir.
We're so glad you could join us today. Now, please inform our listeners on how important it is to get involved, especially this year.
Well, look, in some ways, I think this election is more important than the election in 2008 because we've spent the last 4 years working, fighting, struggling, scratching to get out of the mess that was handed to us when I took office. You know, over the last 31 months, we've created over 5 million jobs. The unemployment rate is lower than any time of my presidency. We've started to see the housing market rise. We're slowly making progress. Governor Romney wants to take us back to the same policies that got us into this mess. And it's so important that we don't go backwards. We've got to go forward by making sure that young people are able to afford going to college, building on the work that we've already done to provide Pell Grants and assistance to millions of students. We've got to make sure that when we lower our deficit, we don't do it on the backs of middle-class families and the poor. You know, we've got to make sure that we're not cutting off millions of people who are now going to be getting health care and seniors who are getting cheaper prescription drugs because of my health care plan, which Governor Romney would repeal. So much of what we fought for is now at stake. The only way that we make sure that we continue to make progress is by having folks turn out to vote.
Okay, to dispel all the myths, we've had 31 straight months of private sector job growth, and businesses have added 5.2 million private sector jobs since 2010. And we're not in a worse place than we were before. I remember that the Dow was nowhere near 13,000. As a matter of fact, it was well below that.
If anybody has a 401k out there, you remember what it was like.
Absolutely, Mr. President. If you're just joining us, we're talking with President Barack Obama on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Now, speaking of the health care plan, we know that African Americans have gained more access to better coverage under your health care plan.
Millions of folks. If you already have insurance, the nice thing is that because of my health care plan, you're not going to have insurance companies who can set limits on your coverage right when you need it, right when you're getting sick. We're going to make sure that if you have a pre-existing condition, you know, if somebody has breast cancer and they're a survivor, they're now out there trying to get insurance, that they're able to get it because insurance companies won't be able to bar them from getting it. Young people are able to stay on their parents' plans till they're 26 years old. Seniors, as I said, are already seeing cheaper prescription drugs. And so that's an example of what's at stake. The same thing is true when it comes to young people going to college. We were sending $60 billion in basically corporate welfare to banks who were running the system of the student loans. And what we said was, why, let's cut out the middleman. Let's have that money going directly to students. So students benefited, HBCUs benefited. And Governor Romney's main plan for growing the economy is another $5 trillion tax cut that's skewed towards the wealthy, which will result in either increasing our deficits even more, ultimately could also result in middle-class families paying higher taxes. That's not a recipe for growth. That kind of top-down economics does not work.
And one thing I want to stress to my listeners is that the work has been done. The foundation has been set, and we just have to get involved.
We've got to vote. We've got to make sure that everybody votes. You know, the stakes are so high in this election. You know, I want to make sure that people understand that right now we are winning in the battleground states, but this is going to be a close election. It always was going to be. The other side has spent tens of millions of dollars going after me and going after our policies. We have to make sure that we fight back the best way we know how, which is with people power and folks getting out to vote.
If you're just joining us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, encouraging you to make sure that you get out and vote. We are joined by the 44th President of the United States, President Barack Obama. We know you talked about in 2000 that the election was decided by 537 votes, so it's important for us to get out. But as we continue to move and the nation continues to move forward, once again, reiterate to our listeners the importance of moving forward, not only with our economy and our education and our healthcare system, the difference between what you desire to do for the Americans in the middle class compared to what Romney is trying to do.
Well, that's exactly right. Like I said, Governor Romney's main agenda is providing tax breaks and rolling back regulations for folks who have already made it. And my agenda is making sure we've got ladders of opportunity for folks who need to make it. You know, when he writes off 47% of the country saying that they are victims who don't take personal responsibility for their lives, well, you know, he's talking about a whole bunch of folks out there who are working every day, paying payroll taxes. He's talking about people who are veterans, soldiers who are currently fighting. He's talking about senior citizens who worked all their lives and now just want to make sure they can retire. with some dignity and some respect. You know, I think that we are going to be making a big mistake if we don't recognize how important these two different visions of the country are, and we make the right choice.
We think about the foreclosure level is at an all-time low in the last 5 years than it's ever been before. We think about the unemployment rate, which is at a 7.8 at this particular point. How important is it for us to keep moving forward with the Obama administration?
That's the other part of it is just when you think about jobs, we've taken it down from a high of 10% down to 7.8%. Mm-hmm. And we can keep on making more progress. A plan that I put in place already, but the Republicans in Congress have blocked, would drop the unemployment rate by another full percentage point, because we could be putting teachers back to work. Mm-hmm. We could put construction workers back to work, rebuilding our roads and our bridges and our schools all across the country. That's all work that needs to be done. Governor Romney's plan doesn't create jobs. What it does is it provides tax breaks to folks who are already doing very well. And that's his economic philosophy. But that's not going to help folks in our neighborhoods, in our communities all across the country. So that's why voting is so important. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing I want to remind people, a number of states where you guys have listeners, mm-hmm. voting has already started. Voting has already started in Ohio. It's already started in Iowa. Florida, where mm-hmm. I am right now, you can start voting on October 27th. In North Carolina, early vote starts on October 18th. In Nevada and North Carolina and Virginia and Wisconsin, you only have a few more days to register to vote. So people need to pay attention. And if you need information about how to get out there, then you just need to go to BarackObama.com.
Excellent. I just believe that this is the springboard to more. We know what you've done, and we're aware of the things that you fought for on behalf of all people. And that's what I love about you, Mr. President. You are a president for all people, not just some. And we appreciate you being on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show today.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and let's get this done in the last 4 weeks.
Yes, we will.
Okay. Appreciate you guys.
All right, everybody. You heard our president. He's going to lead with his values and his commitment for all Americans. Make sure November 6th is not a day in vain. Get out and vote. Call 866-MY-VOTE-1 and make sure you know what's happening in your city, your county, and your state, because everybody counts here at the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Bye-bye.
That's our president.
That's our president.
President Barack Obama.
44.
That's my mama tonight, TV One, man.